Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. That is me, and this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I got to tell you, back from the Minnesota State Fair in just the nick of time to get in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense studio with you. Love it. Did you listen to the program yesterday? Many of you probably picked it up on podcast if you didn't hear the program live. But I made my annual trek to the Minnesota State Fair up in Minneapolis yesterday. What an amazing time that is. It really is something. Traveling, it can get kind of old, particularly at certain times of the year when I have to go boom, 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 which I'm going to get ready to start doing here in the next, well, I just started it yesterday, 2 days ago. And some of it, you know, it can wear on you a little bit. But this is a trip, that trek to the fair, that I absolutely love. I look forward to that. I can't wait to get there. The people are great. AM 1280 staff is wonderful. Everybody at the fair is a lot of fun. And it's just, the event is huge. If you've never been to the Minnesota State Fair, go. It's still going on for the next week. So if you're listening to me within, you know, earshot of the fair over there, by all means, go. If you're a day's drive, go check it out. It's really something. I was able to bring home two big containers of what are they, Sweet Martha's cookies. Yeah, I had people on the airplane wanting them earlier today. I said, no, can't have none of this stuff. The lineup was huge yesterday. We moved through hour one with Alan Gottlieb and hit about six different topics, every one of them more vital than the previous one. We heard from Alan. He saves up some of his best for some of those live shows when he knows he's booming out through the fairgrounds as well, too, on the Midway. Some really powerful information from Alan Gottlieb. Hour two. I don't know what A.W.R. Hawkins put on his Wheaties yesterday, but he was on fire. A.W.R. Hawkins was absolutely on fire yesterday. As we went to breaks, we would take our headsets off there outside on the patio deck at the 1280 booth, and I think General Lee Michaels, we're calling him General Lee now, right? I mean, ESPN can't even have a guy named Robert Lee call a football game because they're so stupid, progressive, politically correct. Well, Lee Michaels, he is now the general. He is General Lee Michaels on my show, and I love that. I love that. The feedback's been great, too, General Lee Michaels. But General Lee would lean over to me, and he said, man, tell us how you really feel, A.W.R. Hawkins. You're in really, really, you're going to love hearing what A.W.R. Hawkins had to say. He just was on his game and calling people exactly what they were, and he didn't hold back. So it was really fun. And I have to be up front with you. Hour three, let me tell you how that unfolded before I go to my guests. You're going to love this, too. But how hour three unfolded, when you're doing a live event like that, you're sitting outside, you know there's going to be people show up. I've mic'd some of them up over the years from the fair. And I really didn't know. I saved that hour to the last minute because I don't know who's going to show up. A lot of communication, very fluid when you're live. And I talked with Larry Yatch, who I had put an invitation out to days earlier, Sealed Mindset. Remember Larry? He was Armed American Radio's resident Navy SEAL. Well, he's no longer involved with Sealed Mindset. He's doing other things on a corporate side with his skills. But Sealed Mindset is still based in Minneapolis, and Sealed Mindset is now owned by Range Systems, and Sealed Mindset is still doing and teaching the curriculum that he put together. So he turned me on to Bo Dobosinski, who I had met. Oh, it's been a long time. It's been years ago. But he's been around. I just have never talked to him, and I'd never brought him to the program. And he showed up at the fair yesterday, and that is, I think, and Sean, you can bring your mic in live if you would for just a second, Sean Young, because that was probably one of the most fascinating people I think I've ever talked to on this program. It was absolutely amazing. Here's why. Have you ever been to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and watched the Sentinels, the Honor Guards, walk the 63 feet, click the heels and turn and walk back, oblivious to everything around them except focusing on honoring and protecting the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers? He's one of those guys. And I had no idea. And the conversation was utterly fascinating. Can't wait to bring him back because we didn't get a chance to talk about all the training stuff because what we learned from him was incredible. Sean Young, can you bring your mic live real quick?
Yes, sir.
What did you think of that? Wasn't that just utterly fascinating talking to Bo yesterday?
I definitely couldn't do what he does, that's for sure, or what he
did. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was interesting.
We were talking about how, you know, let me go to my guest, Sean Jurgensen. Sean Jurgensen, former Georgia State representative, owner of High Caliber Firearms, and a very good friend of mine. Sean, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be with you, and welcome home, my friend.
Oh, man, let me tell you, you talk about a trip up and back today, and boom, right to the microphone. So, look, I'm going to be honest with you, Sean, and Sean Young, and my audience. I'm tired. I'm not going to lie to you about that. It's been a long day. So bear with me, but we do have a good show lined up for you, so just put up with my ramble, and that's okay. Sean Jurgensen, hey, man, I got to tell you, I've never met one of those guys, but I've been to you've been to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
I have, yes.
Okay, you've seen the Sentinels walking back and forth?
If that doesn't
the guards,
give you, yeah, that's right, if that doesn't give you a sense of awe and amazement and being an American citizen and what those guys did to preserve our way of life, nothing will.
You're absolutely correct. And the guest on the show last night, Bo Dobosinski, was one of those Sentinels in 2002, 3, and 4 that walked for those 2 years. And, boy, I'll tell you what, fascinating conversation with him about how they do what they do and the composure training that they take. And he even told us ghost stories about things. You know, Sean, it's like this. A lot of people ask the question about the guards. When everybody's gone at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning when it's lightning and thundering or there's wicked weather or there's tornadoes or there's a huge superstorm event, are they really still walking or are they hiding out in that little shack there? It's kind of like when the refrigerator closes, does the light really go on or off, right?
Right.
And I asked him, it is 24/7. They are walking through. They're on camera. Their superiors are watching them 24/7. They're literally walking 24/7. But he was telling ghost stories about things that happen at that cemetery at night that have happened to some of the other Sentinels. And it was just a really, really fascinating conversation. So you, the listener, I hope I'm tuning you up to go listen to Hour 3 yesterday. It was really incredible. And Sean, like you said, if you've been to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you know what I'm talking about, those amazing guards that walk and protect that tomb. We spoke with one yesterday, and it was quite the fascinating conversation. Wow. Boy, oh boy. All right, Sean Jurgensen, you're on here for a reason, because lo and behold, I get home today, and I see you making national news. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. This happened. I haven't been gone that long. Can I play for you a Channel 2 clip from here in the Atlanta area about you?
Yeah, please do.
Listen to this.
Action News with concerns that their local preschool took children on a field trip to the gun range. Channel 2's Carl Willis is live in Woodstock tonight. And Carl, the school told you that this was all part of a lesson.
Well, it was truly a hands-on lesson on a legendary sharpshooter and a folk hero taken out of a classroom at this private school and right into a gun range, and parents signed off.
These images of a first and second grader handling firearms are from a local school's field trip to a gun range. I called the school owner, Tammy Dorston, of Hold Heidi Academy in Woodstock, who defended the trip.
This was a wonderful educational program with a safety class before and after the guns were handled.
Dorston says the kids have been learning about sharpshooter Annie Oakley and folk hero Davy Crockett. She says gun range high caliber firearms has an 1894 rifle that Oakley would have used. Dorston tells me she decided to give the kids a hand-on lesson, and parents approved. The gun range owner defended the visit, but balked when I called it a field trip.
I wouldn't know how to define a field trip.
A school sanctioned a group from a school during school hours coming into your store for a lesson.
We have had a number of private and homeschool groups come into the store, yes.
It was definitely part of our Georgia-approved curriculum.
Still, there's been plenty of blowback from local parents and people from across the country. One person called the trip unacceptable, irresponsible, and dangerous.
I am fine with everybody having their own opinion, and I'm just so glad that our students were able to have that educational experience.
Now, Bright from the Start wrote, quote, "We are currently investigating to determine what children were involved in the field trip and whether it is within DeKalb's jurisdiction to take appropriate actions." Now, a quick search shows that the agency has investigated and fined the school for various complaints in the past.
Sean, the owner of that gun range sounds awful familiar. Do you happen to know who that was?
Oh, I might know who that is. It boggles my mind how the left and the progressives can get so worked up about being responsible. I just, you know, you and your audience and all of us who support the Second Amendment, that's exactly what we're here to do. We're here to promote, we're here to defend the Second Amendment, promote the Second Amendment, ensure that our youth are adequately trained and want to get into the shooting sports, promote the shooting sports, and do it in a safe and viable manner. What a better way to do that than teach a history lesson about our country and provide a hands-on experience.
Let me stop you right there. That's a perfect place to stop. When we come back, I want to get into it a little bit. In case you didn't know what we're talking about, the individual that was interviewed by the Channel 2 News in Atlanta is, of course, my guest, John Jurgensen, who owns the shop. We'll be right back. I'd like to share with you the story of a true American hero today. This is the story of a man named Buddy. Now, Buddy is an Army vet who spent his life defending his country and his fellow man. But when Buddy needed help, the screwed up legal system turned on him and threw him in jail, simply for defending his family. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend showed up on Buddy's doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested him. That's when Buddy called the USCCA, because he knew that his membership gave him exclusive access to a network of pro Second Amendment attorneys, upfront funding for bail and legal fees, and the peace of mind that someone was on his side. The USCCA got Buddy back to his daughter, wife, and life, and they can do the same for you. Visit armedandresponsible.com to see their world-class training and resources, as well as their invaluable self-defense coverage. As an added bonus, when you activate your membership, you'll get a free entry to win today's gun so you too can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I got to mention something here real quick. You know, yesterday we talked, we got a really special phone call from a good friend of mine, Texas Bill Cannon, who is in Richmond, Texas, 20 miles south of Houston, and giving us an update yesterday on Houston. Bill Cannon, you know, from Texas Barbecue Rub, is the man that we do a lot of grilling while armed with. I've participated with him. I've cooked with his barbecue team at a championship cook-off at the Houston Rodeo, physically there in Houston. I've actually stood at the cookers with these guys. And Bill is an amazing individual, and he is in dire trouble. We talked with him yesterday on the program. He felt he was going to be okay. When I talked to him today to check up on him, he was in the process of evacuating. He is trapped. He is trying to get to his daughter. His house is more than likely, and the Texas Barbecue Rub Shop, is probably not going to stay dry. And it's very, they're under mandatory evacuation orders now. The water is coming, and it's no doubt inevitable. And the man and his wife were desperately trying to get to their daughter, Carrie, and our hearts and our prayers are with them. They are, whew, everybody in Houston. And I know a lot of people down there, and Bill was just on the program giving us an update live last night, and they are in dire trouble today, just hours later. So please keep them in your thoughts. He's been a participant on this program. And those of you who have eaten that meatloaf recipe from Bill Cannon that I put out and are enjoying his products, understand that Bill needs your prayers right now. Please keep him in your thoughts and your prayers and his family, and hope that he can get out. And when I was talking with him, Sean Jurgensen, just an hour ago, he's like, I can't go. He was trapped, literally trapped. So it's a very, very, very bad situation. They can't even get out now. And good heavens, our thoughts are with him. All right, Sean, let's go back to you, because two things I took away from the Channel 2 piece here in Atlanta. Number one, parents signed off. This is Georgia, not California. This is Georgia, not commie Massachusetts. This is Georgia, not Cuomo's utopian wonderland in New York. Number one, parents signed off. Number two, the backlash from around the country. One person, and they're even referencing what one person said when they put it in context of blowback around the country. One person said it was irresponsible. One person isn't news. That's a troll. So this is kind of fake newsish to me, but tell us, you know, parents signed off. My gosh, what's wrong with teaching our kids?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, the teaching should be to begun at home, and in this case, the parents of these two children that came to my store and partook in the lesson that their teacher was teaching them were fully supportive of what was going on. And at the end of the day, it's the parents' prerogative how they want to rear their children. And I encourage, you know, all of our listeners to stand up and make our voices known that that's the way it should be. It's not the public's responsibility to educate our children. It's our responsibility to educate our children.
And you're absolutely correct. And the parents know when to do that. And quite frankly, it's not that one person who was appalled. It's none of his business what I do with my children and when I know when it's effective. Because if we began teaching all of our kids about safety at a younger age, we'd have less problems. We'd have fewer problems, because all kids are curious about firearms. It's just a fact of life. They are. But here's the thing that gets me, too. They're learning about Annie Oakley and Davy Crockett. You know, Sean, here's what concerns me. First, it's our monuments coming down. All of a sudden, our monuments are all of a sudden, after 150 years, our monuments are trouble. Because the media puts it in that perspective and gives the leftist, progressive, America freedom-hating Democrats, who are trying to wipe out their own race's past by eliminating it, which is what that is, all of a sudden those monuments are a hassle. Pretty soon it's going to be Annie Oakley and her gun that are going to be wiped out of history.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think that's why it's so important for us to support organizations that support our line of thinking and our way of life. And I'll give you an example. In that interview, I made the comment that we have had a number of organizations and private and homeschool groups that come through our store, not only for training, but also to learn to shoot. And ironically, of course, they wouldn't put this in the story, but ironically, the day after these two students that we're referencing in the story, attended our store. That next evening, we hosted a Trail Life Boy Scout troop that had 70, yes, I said 70, young men, ages from second grade to fifth grade, that were in the store and learning to shoot with their parents.
That's just atrocious. I just can't believe you would do that. You would expose 70 young boys to these weapons of war in your store, Sean?
That's amazing, isn't it? But you know what? That 70 young men, or boys who are becoming young men, who I feel comfortable are getting the right training and they're starting their lives in the proper manner.
Those are 70 young kids. Of course, I'm being facetious. Those are 70 young kids who are going to have the curiosity of a firearm stripped away from them, that are going to know if they ever find themselves at someone else's home, Sean, right? I tell this story all the time. I have to go here again. I had a friend of mine not long ago, Sean, who you've met. I'll leave it nameless for the radio program, but made a comment to me. You know, he says, hey, can you help me out here? I'm getting ready to make my first gun purchase. And we got to talking about it. I said, well, first of all, what are you teaching your kids? His kids play with my kids and have since they've been knee-high to grasshoppers, okay? And I said, what do you teach your kids about firearm safety and education? He says, well, I've never had a gun in the house. I've never had to worry about that. I said, oh, no. I have dozens of guns in my house, and your kids are over here all the time. They have guns in their house. They have guns in their house. Bill and Tom have guns in their house, and Frank and Sue and Terry, they all have guns in their houses. So, yeah, you do need to educate your kids about that. I like to tell that story because a lot of parents think, well, I don't have any guns. I don't need to teach my kids. Those 70 kids that you taught, let's take one of them. One of them is going to be at somebody else's house down the road at some point in time. That kid's not going to have the education. And what happens if that kid finds dad's gun? Guess what? The kid you taught is going to save somebody's life that day.
And you know what? I hope it never comes to that, but I know that they will be prepared if indeed that situation presents itself. And I think that it's incumbent upon all of us as responsible gun owners and people that support the Second Amendment to take away the fodder that the left continues to use. You know, we know they're going to be fake news. There's going to be fake news. We know they're going to twist the story and try to make it something that it's not. And they're always going to do that. But the more that we stand on our principles and the more that we incorporate our beliefs into our daily lives and work with our neighbors and our friends and our community, the better off we're all going to be.
Oh, I couldn't have said it better. Hey, Sean, we're getting ready to take a break here soon. You're welcome to stay with me for another 10, 15 minutes if you want. It's up to you.
All right.
Don't want to put you in. You want to stay with me for another segment?
Sure. Absolutely.
Well, let's have some fun because we're going to go in a couple different directions here. I've got some, you know, like I said, I was traveling today and I was kind of looking at some stuff while I was sitting in the Delta Sky Club in Minneapolis today and perusing through some stories to find. And there's a story out here that's really, really encouraging, Sean, in the aggregate headline from the aggregate site is out of West Virginia, Attorney General, 21 states fight to protect Second Amendment rights. You know, most of us don't know that there are 21 AGs around the country that are fighting for the Supreme Court to take a case to get the government out of our faces and protect our gun rights. That's incredibly encouraging. The mainstream media is never going to tell it, but me and Sean Jurgensen and Sean Young will tell you about it right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I know I'm talking to a group of people who understand that protecting yourself and your family is your responsibility. I know that because I hear from you, and I've been talking with you for almost 10 years. If you're ever forced to defend yourself, your wife, or your child, it's a decision that you make on the spot. Picture it. That instant you know when the threat is real. Your heart pounds. You know you have a split second to act. Many of us know that we would act. If someone we loved was in danger, we'd protect them at all costs. But the aftermath is frightening. It's something that would change our lives forever. Now you need protection from the law. Think about that. Now it's the other way around. You defend your life or your family. Now you need to be protected from the law. So get the self-defense insurance from the USCCA. I have it. They'll support you with 100% upfront coverage for criminal defense, civil suits, and bail funding. They have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week critical response team, local attorney coordination, and more. Visit armedandresponsible.com for coverage starting at only $13 a month. We already know we will defend our loved ones. Now be prepared for the legal and financial battle that's sure to come. Activate your membership today, armedandresponsible.com. And you'll also be entered to win a brand new gun. Go to armedandresponsible.com. I've had that coverage for years, and I got to be honest with you, I wouldn't even think I'd walk out the door with it anymore. I'm so accustomed to having it, I feel very, very safe. Armedandresponsible.com. Let's go back to Sean Jurgensen, kind enough to stay with us. Sean, I should also point out that not only do you own a very successful gun shop, but you are also a former Georgia State legislator. Most of our listeners know who you are. You've been on the show with me many times before.
I have, and I certainly appreciate being back with you, Mark. It was a great thing to serve our community and, you know, represent you and the number of constituents in the legislature. And you know, being able to be back on the show and talk with you today is wonderful.
Yeah, we're going to get you back on the Monster program, too, because I think this story, this is going to get some legs. I know there are some people that want to talk to you about this, so I think you're going to see this story even get a little bit bigger here soon. So I think we'll probably be talking with you on the Monster broadcast about it. Let's take a look at what's happening in Maryland right now. A lot of people aren't paying too much attention to this, Sean, but the Second Amendment Foundation joined an amicus brief asking the high courts, the SCOTUS Supreme Court, to review a Maryland case. Back on August 22nd, the Second Amendment Foundation put out a press release, a PR. The Second Amendment Foundation has joined in an amicus brief in support of a case that challenges a Maryland gun control law and the federal court ruling that upholds the law by essentially distorting the meaning and intent of the 2008 Heller ruling that defined the Second Amendment as protective of an individual right to keep and bear arms in common use. Now, I talked with Alan Gottlieb about this last night on the Monster Show from the Minnesota State Fair, Sean, and we got a really good perspective from him on this. But there's a piece out, too, that I think just really works with this that most people aren't talking about. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey is leading a 21-state coalition that's damn near half the country, urging the U.S. Supreme Court to defend the rights of gun owners in West Virginia and beyond. The coalition intends to file a brief, an amicus brief, Friday, asking the Supreme Court to hear arguments against and ultimately strike down a Maryland weapons ban. Now, this isn't a quote-unquote, Sean, an assault weapons ban, okay? Maryland doesn't like your right to own whatever gun you choose to use. And in the Heller decision in 2008, Scalia made it very clear, and Alan Gottlieb pretty much cemented it with us last night by pointing to Heller that said guns in common use at the time. And all of us know that the AR-15 is America's most common rifle. It's the most popular rifle. You sell a ton of these things in common use at the time. So it looks like we've got really big support coming from 25 states, and the mainstream media would never, ever tell us.
Nope, they're not, because we all know that their agenda is to suppress the news and turn the news and distort the news to their agenda. And because they control the airwaves, thank God they don't control the airwaves that you're on and that we listen to.
They're trying.
They're trying, though. They're trying hard. And they'll stop at nothing. We all need to recognize this. It's only one battle at a time. The war is far from yet over. That these people will stop at nothing to ensure that we cannot own a firearm.
And you know what's interesting? Take a listen to the 25 states or 21 states. Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. You will never see Massachusetts.
California wasn't on that list?
Wait, hold on. Let me go back and look. C comes after A and before G, right?
Last time I checked, yes.
Arkansas, then Georgia. No, they're not on there. And you'll never see it. You'll never see Illinois. You'll never see New York. You'll never see New Jersey. You'll never see Massachusetts. You'll never see Connecticut. You'll never see California. All states controlled by gun-hating Democrats, period. And you'll never see them support Second Amendment rights.
And unfortunately, where most of the media is housed in our country.
New York and on the left coast. You just nailed it. That's exactly where they're housed. Boy, I could you start me getting me going about the media. You know how I am about that, Sean. We've had personal, private conversations over dinner talking about those things. At least when I don't forget to have lunch with you, which I will say.
Yeah, you still love lunch.
I owe you lunch, and I'm man enough to say that I forgot. I was out cutting my grass, and Sean called me and he said, "Hey, bud, you forget me?" And I said, "Oh, yes, I did." So. I owe you lunch, and I'm going to get email from somebody. Dude, get out and buy him lunch. Don't leave him hanging. So I say that publicly.
Well, I've spent time with you. But, you know, I think on this note, I think it's important, you know, we hear how much turmoil our country's in and how much the left and the right, you know, are so divided, and they are. But the media wants it to be made out is that conservatives and people that love the Second Amendment and support the Second Amendment are in the extreme minority. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. And I think what you just said hit the nail on the head. Almost half of the state's attorneys generals are supporting this. That is not the minority.
No, it's not. And you know what? It's not. That's just the beginning. There will be more that sign on to this amicus. This is just the beginning at 21. This is probably going to be closer to 34 states. Remember, Republicans control over 34 governor's mansions in the country. You're going to see more about this, okay? This is just the beginning here. But, Sean, what do you think when you hear the whole racial component here? You know, I've been giving my listeners information coming from the Bloomberg camp. Did I ever think that they would stoop as low as they have by labeling you and me and everybody else that's a gun owner a racist? Yeah, I believe they were capable of doing it. Did I ever think I would see it? Not to the level I am now. I get the emails from Bloomberg's camp over at the Trace every day in my email box. And listeners, I encourage you to go get it. I encourage you to, you got to know what they're putting out. Remember, Sun Tzu, The Art of War, the general who knows the most about his enemy wins every battle and every war ever fought. You got to know what the propaganda they're putting out to their base. But Sean, ever since Charlottesville, every single day is racist, white supremacist, Nazi, gun owner, open carry associated in every one of their emails. It's utterly atrocious, and Michael Bloomberg, as an American, ought to be absolutely ashamed of himself, but he's not.
Well, he's not, and, you know, I want to tell you something real quick about that. That just we talk about this at my store as well as my friends and colleagues. You know, our area has become more and more racially diverse, which is a good thing. And we have a number of minorities that visit our store on a regular basis and enjoy the shooting sports. And it is just, we've developed some incredibly good friendships with people of all color, races, and genders, and sexual orientations. And a good friend of mine posted something on Facebook this morning that I had never thought about it from this bent before.
We have 20 seconds, then we'll go to a break, so go ahead.
He said, real quickly, he said, I went out and walked my dog, and I saw white dogs and black dogs and brown dogs and yellow dogs and mean dogs and happy dogs. He said, the only thing I was worried about were the mean dogs, the dogs that were bad. I never looked at
them. I love that. So, Sean, hold on. We got one more segment, so I'm going to keep you just the way it is. You got to stay. You got to stay. I like that analogy. When we come back, more with Sean Jurgensen, wow, owner of High Caliber Firearms. He's making national news because, gosh, he was teaching kids about firearms. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Hey, I just got a thing in the mail here for a little from a car dealership. Car dealership says if I scratch off the squares below and reveal five cars, I win. And I just revealed five cars. I'll have to tell you what I win tomorrow. Yay for me. Welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. Sean Jurgensen, you were just telling us the story about the dog. That's a great analogy.
I think it is, and my friend lives up in South Carolina, and he posted a little story on Facebook, and I think the analogy is very good. You know, we go through life, and we're not worried about what color somebody is, or how tall they are, or how short they are, or how big or small they are. What we should be worried about, are they bad people? And if they're bad people, you know, as you and I have said in the past, there's two types of people that we need to be concerned with, the ones that we're afraid of and the ones that we're mad at. And if they're bad people and we're afraid of them, then we need to take the appropriate action.
Well, aren't we trying to protect and defend ourselves and avoid through preparation, avoidance, and awareness techniques we talk about all the time, Sean, from those two types of people?
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, I don't want to sugarcoat anything. There's certainly a lot of bad people in the world, but they are such the minority. You know, we think about our lives and the day in and day out, you know, presence of what we do and the motions that we go through. They certainly are the minority, thank goodness, but that doesn't mean that we can become complacent, and it doesn't mean that we don't need to be prepared and be aware of our surroundings.
No, and in fact, it just highlights even more why we need to be, because those are the people that, you know, General Lee Michaels, I'm going to call him General Lee Michaels, I love that. But General Lee Michaels from the Patriot yesterday made a really good point, really salient point, when he said, look, the only people that these laws affect are the people who pay attention to the law. Right. The only people that it affects, because criminals don't care. They just don't care. They don't wait for a law that says open carry is legal before they carry a firearm. They don't wait for a sign to come down before they walk in an establishment with a firearm and rob it. They don't care. They don't pay attention. And, you know, you had the unique ability as an elected official to sit in the state legislature and to actually have an impact on behalf of your constituents, of which I was one, and had to deal with these issues from a state legislative perspective. And I just think the whole, you know, when you tie all of this together, I just think that it's, you know, people, I guess it's the Trump effect is where I'm going with this. People felt, oh, we could lay down. Donald Trump won. We don't have to worry about this stuff anymore. And you just made it very clear that we do have to worry about it.
Well, exactly, we do. And, you know, we cannot become complacent. We need to continue our making our voices known to our elected officials. We need to continue working on getting people that share our values elected, holding them accountable for what they do, holding all of our elected officials accountable for what they do. We can't just stop and think everything's okay, because trust me, you know as well as anybody else, the left and the progressives are not stopping. They're going to
go
to every ends of the earth to ensure that their agenda is complete.
Yeah, you know, when they would have taken advantage of the whole, you know, the fake news Russia thing that's now gone, since there's something else to talk about, since Charlottesville, which will be gone when there's something else to talk about. That's how the media works. Oh, let's take this. The Trace would have been calling us all Russians if they felt that it could have satisfied the means to the end. But instead, race came into the picture with Charlottesville, so they decided to use that one because it's more abhorrent. But you know how that it's crazy what we see working out there right now. Sean, let's talk quickly about national reciprocity, because I was in Minnesota yesterday. Yeah, I flew up Saturday and came back yesterday. I was disarmed. Not unarmed. Unarmed is a choice. I choose to be unarmed. I was disarmed by law. Okay? No reason for me to take my firearm up there because I couldn't carry it anywhere. Yeah, I could keep it in the hotel room, but I don't really feel the need to carry it in the Hyatt and keep it in the hotel room on the 22nd floor. Just, I wasn't going to go through the hassle with Delta and everything else. But that highlights the point that we're trying to make with national reciprocity. That here we got, believe it, it's a blue state, Minnesota is, but filled with, it's a gun-loving state. There's rich gun history and concealed carry, and they love their gun rights in Minnesota. So there's kind of a weird thing going on there with the whole blue thing and the home of Al Franken and all that crap, but they love their guns. Nonetheless, I can't carry a gun with me when I'm in Minnesota, and I'm carrying a Georgia and a Florida permit, which gives me darn near 40 states. Sean, when are we going to see national reciprocity? I had Barry Loudermilk on this show a few weeks back. We were pretty comfortable saying to the audience that we thought national reciprocity would be moving by now.
Well, I thought it would be, you know, and I'll add one other thing to that. When are we going to see the National Safety Hearing Act, you know, for the ownership of suppressors without a tax stamp? I thought for sure we would have had that legislation out, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. We need to hold our congressmen accountable for what they're doing or the lack thereof.
Okay, as someone who, as a former elected official, tell my audience right now, when it came to you personally, what had the biggest impact on you from a constituent? How did they reach you? Was it a handwritten letter? Was it an email? Was it someone who offered to take you out to lunch? What had the biggest impact? How can my listeners have the biggest impact on their legislators, both state and federal?
And that's a great question, and it's a very simple question. The more effort you put into a communicative instrument, the more effect it's going to have on the legislator. A handwritten letter, which takes a lot of time to prepare, goes miles beyond an email or a phone call, and
which could be a copy and paste on the email, for example.
Most of them are, and most of them are, because you know you're sitting in your office and a hot issue topic comes up, and boom, I get 3,000 emails. Oh, guess what? They all say the same thing. So obviously, it's not going to get a whole lot of weight. But if I got a handwritten letter from someone, from a constituent, and they were asking a very pertinent question, that was immediately returned with a phone call or a handwritten letter from myself. And
you know, that's interesting. I'm glad you said that, because I've always led the listener down that road. If you lick a stamp, if you handwrite something and lick a stamp on it, old snail mail, put it in the mailbox, it's going to have a huge impact. It's going to make the desk of the CEO. They're going to see it. And the same thing holds true with legislators. That's good to know. So, ladies and gentlemen, take that to stock. Take that to heart, please. Write your congressman a letter, congresswoman a letter, both federal and state, and have an impact when it's an issue, particularly when it comes to our gun rights. Hey, Sean, thank you, man, for being here on really short notice. You really helped me out on what was a very long day today, and I owe you lunch, man.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me, Mark, and anytime, anywhere, my friend. So we'll talk to you soon.
Great work teaching those kids at the shop. I can't wait to see this get some more legs. We're probably going to have you on the Monster broadcast. We'll talk later this week. I'll give you a call, and we'll go from there. But I think this story is going to get a little bit bigger than you think it might have. It's just begun. It hasn't ended. I think we get another 15 minutes out of this, okay?
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Sean, thank you. Sean Jurgensen, former Georgia State representative and owner of High Caliber Firearms. Man, I got to tell you, I was shocked to see that get some national press today, that someone teaching children, signed off by the parents. Is this news? I ask you every day, what's news anymore, right? Should that even be news? Should Channel 2 have gone to the expense in Atlanta, Georgia, and put that on the news when the parents signed off? You know, let me tell you something. When the parents sign off, it ain't anybody else's damn business. The parents signed off. That makes it no one else's business. But, as Sean reminded us, that's what the left will do. They will never stop. Remember, though, the blowback was huge. One person said they didn't like it. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue back home from the Minnesota State Fair. I'll see you tomorrow on the radio. In the meantime, until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Have a great day today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.